sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, and I'm here with Becky Ivins of Movers Real Estate. And it's been just a fantastic week.
Boy, it has been a good week in our office, hasn't it?
Good night. We were so every morning our team, Becky leads a team huddle, and we talk about what's happening the day before and what's happening the day of, and here's what's clients are facing, here's what hurdles we might need Becky's advice and guidance on. And well, yesterday we were talking about the pending that we have and the ones we've gone under contract this week, and it was a great end of the week where I think everyone had a win.
We are 400 times our production of last January.
Yeah.
So, and which is hard because there's very little inventory out there.
Yeah.
The struggle is to keep something on the market for a day.
Mm-hmm. That is the struggle. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's been a theme that you and I have talked about on the show for quite a bit, that if our listeners are out there and you're thinking about selling your house,
or if you've tried to sell your house and
it hasn't sold.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Call us.
Oh my goodness.
Because something's not right.
Right. There is still a lot more buyers out there than sellers.
Right.
The interest rates are remaining low, and it's a great season.
Right.
It's a great season.
So we always talk about real estate, and one of the biggest questions I get from phone calls or any other way, text, sometimes from previous clients will just text me, but they always want to know, what do I have to do to get my house ready?
Sold.
Right?
Yes, right.
Well, today we brought in the expert.
Yes, and we are here with Shelly Chapel from Clutter Free. It's clutterfreeokc.com. Shelly, it's great to have you here. You're always wonderful. And what we deal with, I know that I deal with, is clutter bugs. So what is the biggest areas in the homes you face?
Okay, the biggest areas that people I find need control and to be clutter-free is in the kitchen, in their pantries, and then in their master closets.
You've been in my home.
I was thinking she heard my argument last night.
Yeah. A lot of times what happens in the kitchen is there are multiple items bought that are really the same, or the latest new tech Ninja or the air fryer, and then your counter space is completely full because you don't have room under your counter to put these items. So it's just a cluttered mess, and you have so much overage of, I find people have 5 whisks, they have literally 20 different spatulas, and it's, you won't need 20, and you won't need 5 whisks ever, unless you're feeding an army, probably. But what we do is we come in and we help you to sort and purge, so that when you look in your drawers, your pantry, your cabinets, you have a sense of relief and you have a sense of calm. And one of the coolest things that we do that I think is that sets us apart is you don't have to be there for us to work with you. We have a lot of professionals who are doctors, nurses, teachers, and they can't be at the home, but they trust us because what we do is we set out, you know, all their plasticware or all the Pyrex, and then we take a picture of it and we message them and we say, which do you want to keep and which do you want to donate or get rid of? And they will actually circle on their messenger, you know, in red or purple or something, here are the ones I want to keep. The rest can be donated. And so while they're at work, they come home and their kitchen has been organized and they didn't have to be there during the process. But if people can be there during the process, that is always so wonderful because there's learning involved, and it helps teach you to retain your clutter-free.
I love the idea that there is cleaning elves that would be there, and I would come back, and they would be. Now, you named like four of the five things. I went, yep, I got five whisk. All of this. Now, Becky, you mentioned islands, Shelley,
yes.
and the island, your island, every time I've been to your house, is clean. So I don't know if you clean that thing right before I've ever been there, but you keep your island clean.
Well, the top of my island is for use to prepare things, not to store things.
That's good.
And
yes.
My bathroom counters are the same thing. Now, my good friend, Debbie Cave, from my best friend since third grade, because she loaned me some crayons because I didn't have any.
Oh, that's awesome. Look at you now.
Okay. When I was first married, she said something to me that I had some stuff out on my counter in the bathroom. And she said, Becky, that's what your drawers are for.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah.
The top of your counter should be clear.
Right.
And I have taken that to heart. And I enjoy seeing you can go into a bathroom in my house, mm-hmm. even my master
yes.
bathroom, and you're going to see a little decorative something on there. And you're going to see a hand towel.
Right.
And a hand washing something, you know, like a little squirt thing of soap.
Right.
But that's it.
Yep.
You're not going to see anything else on there mm-hmm. because now I can take stuff out when I use it.
Right.
And spread it all over the place.
That's right. And then afterwards,
you just
put it away.
Put it up. And there's
yes.
a place in the drawer to put it.
That's right.
Because that's where it belongs.
Yes. And keeping like things together. So you have your hair items, you have your teeth items, you have your medications, and so you're not digging and looking for stuff. And another thing people do so often, Becky and Mark, is they keep buying dental floss or they keep buying toothbrushes. They keep buying stuff because they can't find it. And when I come over, I'm like, hey, I found 20 containers of dental floss, and you have 15 new toothbrushes, and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know where they went. Well, they were actually in one of the kitchen drawers because they had run out of room in the bathroom.
You should have seen our faces when you said,
I know.
All the dental floss.
I have. Do you have?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Where does it come from?
I think, mm-hmm. here's what I think. We get the dental floss, the little samples.
Yes.
When we go twice a year to the dentist, right?
Yes.
Well, we don't use those because we already have one open.
Right.
That we purchased.
Mm-hmm.
But we think, oh, I'll take that with me when I travel.
Yes.
Well, exactly, we're not traveling much anymore because of the pandemic. But the interesting thing is that all of us seem to have the things that you are mentioning.
Right.
Yeah.
And too much of them.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that I think is really awesome too that we provide that is kind of a new thing is what we'll do is we'll go in and help someone get their home ready for listing, ready for sale with Becky and her team. And then also we can come in and we can do maintenance program where we have clients that we come in one day a week or twice a month, and I come in and I just bring things back to order that may have gotten a little bit shifted and out of sorts because of their hectic, productive lifestyles. I have one client that has four daycare centers. The husband is a doctor. They own two other businesses. When they come home, they just want to rest and not worry about things. And so I come and I just keep those areas nice and neat, and they are sleeping well and happy and stress-free.
So clutter-free should be called stress-free.
Stress-free. That's exactly right.
It is clutterfreeokc.com.
And you can find any of that by going to BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's favorites. When we come back, we're going to be talking about combining of houses and the stuff. And this is personal to me.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
And congratulations on your marriage,
Stay
Mark.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are talking about clutter and becoming clutter-free. And if you want to call in and join the show, you can call 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. We're here with Shelley Chappell of Clutter Free. And so talking about combining of homes and all this. So now you have multiple stuff.
Yeah, and this is something you just recently did, correct?
I did. So over the holiday season, got married to Marissa. She is a teacher in the Edmonds School District. And
now we're calling him Mr. Scooby.
Yeah. So then, so the combining of all the stuff.
Right.
And that has just been, you know, because you want to organize prior to moving.
Right.
Because yes, we combine
that's
households.
Dream. That's the dream.
But that never works. Or yeah. Doesn't work for me, I should say.
Right. A lot of times it's just, okay, let's do this. And it's always, you know, like kind of a moving is not something that people get excited about, and especially sorting before you move. So it's like, let's just box it all up and deal with it later. And that's what a lot of people do. So you're not uncommon at all. But I think once that happens, if you're not able to purge each individual house before you get married or before you live in the same home together, I think that it's best to hire a professional who can come in and who can go room by room, lay out all the stuff that you and your spouse have, your significant other, and then help you get to a place that you both feel a sense of calm, a sense of peace. And here's a key point, that you have room in your house, that there's maybe one or two empty drawers, empty cabinets, because what's going to happen is you're going to accumulate stuff. That's just who we are. We accumulate the newest gadget or the newest thing. So leave some room in your closet for some new clothes. When you get new clothes, take some out. And donate them. And then in your homes, in your kitchen, what if there was a drawer that was empty? I mean, that would be mind-blowing to everyone. But what it said is to your brain, to your, you know, soul, it says, hey, I have space. I'm not living a cluttered life. So that would be my advice, is to, if you can't do it before, bring in an expert to help you sort through everything. And then what that does is it doesn't cause undue tension between you and your significant other trying to go through everything all at once.
Becky, something that you and I have to navigate all the time in real estate is the negotiation between spouse, partner, between people who are purchasing together. One says one thing, one wants another thing. And I would think in clutter and decluttering, it's how do you deal with when someone says this is critical, this is important, we have to keep it, and the other one says, no, that's just junk, it needs to go out, you don't need that.
Well, that's not a good partnership to begin with. if one's going to tell the other that their stuff is junk. George Carlin has this video.
Yes, I've seen
that
it.
Is so awesome. Funny. And it says, why is it that your stuff, let's see, how does he go? Anyway, he uses a little bit more foul language, but it's like, my stuff is important and your stuff is not.
Mm-hmm. So Marissa, I hope you're listening to this show. You hurt my feelings. My stuff is not junk.
Oh.
So how do you navigate
it's
that?
Not, but your stuff, even though it's wonderful stuff, it's probably not something that's needed in the household.
It's not.
Because
yeah.
She already has it.
Right. I think one of the foundational things when you're working together on a decluttering project is to, and it's hard sometimes, but let's say that there's a whole bunch of old Letterman jackets or high school things, and then you're 40, 50 years old, and your wife is saying, I need more room in the closet, and you don't want to let those things go. Well, there has to be a give and take, and there has to be each person seeing value in that person of why they might want to hold on to things. And the best thing you can do, and Becky and I have talked about this before too, is if there's something that you can't make a decision on, put it to the side for about 24 hours and come back to it. And don't get to the point to where you just say, we're going to change this whole house and make it calm and clutter-free in one day. Big mistake. You can only handle about, now, 4 hours. I think a newly married couple can probably handle about 2 hours and build up from there. And then once you...
At 4 hours of what?
4 hours of decision-making. Because Becky coined the term. I wish I would have. But she coined the term decision-making fatigue. And that's truly what happens to people. So if you want to tackle areas of your home, set aside a reasonable amount of time. This is not a time to be an overachiever. Because what will happen is you will dislike the experience and never want to do it again. And I want to help you to love purging, love becoming clutter-free. And anything we can do to help, we are here.
And organization is such a part of that. I will tell you on the clutter-free part, though, and I've probably mentioned this on the show before, but I think it was you that told me to do this, like take out all your knives and take out all your spatulas and put them in a box in the middle of the counter.
Yeah.
And wait a month. And as you use them, take them out, wash them, put them in the drawer.
Yeah.
And at the end of a month, if there's still stuff in that box, you don't use it.
Right. And you're not going to miss it if it's gone.
Right. Now, we do miss our funnel. I have had Jim. Somehow, our large funnel and our small funnel disappeared when we purged.
Okay.
And I have heard so much from Jim Ivins about, well, you know, when we got rid of all that stuff, we no longer have a funnel.
Uh-oh.
And I mean, how many times have I heard this? And so yesterday I said, Jim, your duty for today is to go find a small funnel and a larger funnel.
That's great. That's wonderful.
You obviously miss those. Well, we like to keep smaller portions of things
that
we use every day and buy in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to talk about buying in bulk, too.
Oh, boy.
But you buy the great big olive oil.
Right.
But I like to keep a real small part on my... with my cooking spice, you know, the stuff I keep that
Absolutely.
I use all the time.
Yeah.
So you need a funnel.
Right.
Well, and evidently it's real important to Jim.
That's
Fun
right.
with Funnels with Jim Ivins.
There you go. It's a show
next
in itself.
On KTOK.
Let's have funnel cakes. Let's make funnel cakes one day. That's his next project.
There's turning lemons into lemonade or limoncello.
Ooh, yummy.
Now we're getting into stories.
Yes.
So, I mean, with this, I love the idea of putting something out and then if you haven't used it, because I have that drawer. Don't we all have that drawer?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's just, that's just
anything
a mess.
You might need. It's kind of like a MacGyver drawer. Like,
right.
You could, like, maybe save the world with this junk drawer because you could, like, help.
Have everything in it. You could definitely win on Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. So what about, so I feel that way with clothes in the master closet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I look at there and go, I haven't worn that shirt since 1998.
But it's an awesome shirt.
It's still there. I like it. I like, you know, like, I have a hard time clearing out the closet.
One idea that works for a lot of people is kind of the same thing we talked about, putting things out on the counter. Okay, when you wear a shirt and it's washed and it gets put back up in the closet, hang it in the opposite direction, okay? So your clothes are going, like, left to right.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're going to turn that around and make it go right to left. And then you're going to see which clothes have I worn and which clothes have I not worn after, like, say, summer's over or winter's over. And you're going to say, because here's really what happens. People generally, they might have... They'll wear, like, it's the 80-20% ratio. They'll wear 20% of what they have over and over and over again, and the 80% is for, like, special occasions, or I might want that in the future, or if I slim down, I might get back into that. So really, you will find that probably 20% of your closet is what you wear over and over again that you feel comfortable in, that you like. And then it's probably easier to let go of things.
You know, I love the idea of turning around that those clothes with it. And is there something that is, like when I take those, I take it to Goodwill after. Is that like is there another resource with that, or is that what you guys do? What do you do with the extra stuff?
Well, first we ask the client, is there a place that is near and dear to their heart? Some might be the Salvation Army. Some might be the Hope Center. And then some may say, you know, whatever's the fastest and easiest. Mm-hmm. But I just like to, whatever is comfortable and whatever is on the person's heart. And if they don't have a choice, yep, then we'll either take it to like the Salvation Army or to Goodwill.
We'll be back right after this break. And think about your question. Call in at 840-1000. And let's get clutter-free. I love it. On News Radio, KTOK, Oklahoma Real Estate, on the move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our organizer extraordinaire, Shelly Chapel from Clutter Free. And if you want to see what she does, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's favorites, and you'll see ClutterFreeOKC.com right there.
And we talk about being clutter-free and organized because you can get more money for your house.
Absolutely.
If it's clutter-free.
Yes.
And as a professional realtor, you want people to get the most money possible out of their house.
Absolutely. And so, the more space people can see, the more excited they get. Because if it's all cluttered and jam-packed, they can't, their brain just won't let them see past that.
And this is the big part that overwhelms a lot of people who are thinking about making a move.
Right.
They have to deal with the stuff.
So many times people want to start painting, thinking that's going to help them sell their house, when it is, to them, maybe it's very comfortable feeling.
Yeah.
But to someone else walking into their home, they can barely see the home for the stuff that's in it. And some people, you know, it's, I like my stuff, so
right,
and it feels comfortable to me. But when I had a designer come in and we redid the house, we got rid of a lot of stuff.
Yes,
because we didn't really need it, but it felt good to me to have it there, and you know, like lots of pictures and stuff like that, things on the shelf that really didn't mean anything to anybody, but we thought they looked good.
Right.
So,
and I think if we can, one perfect example is Becky brought me in on something just recently, and I spent 4 hours decluttering and staging the home to be able to be listed. And what happened to that home?
Well, that was just this week.
Yay, this is week, yes. It's gone by fast.
The thing is this home was a beautiful home already, and really was not terribly cluttered. It wasn't like a hoarder house or anything like that. You'd walk into this home and anybody would say it's a beautiful home and ready to put on the market, except for three areas. And one of those areas was the master closet, which was just stuffed full. And it was a large master closet, but it didn't look so large because the floor of that closet was full of shoes.
Yeah.
Before you got there, there were four big garbage bags of shoes already gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
They put in the work, too, that which makes it even go faster.
Right. So the master closet needed thinned out and kind of organized.
Yeah.
And then there was an office.
Yes.
His study and her studio. And it just, there was just stuff in the office that just made it. So what you did, well, actually, they did this actually before you got there.
Right.
They moved almost everything and got rid of, cleaned out a desk that needed to go away.
Yes.
And because they had three desks in there. And it's So it looked nice. So you kind of rearranged some things on the shelf and
right.
made it, thinned it out a little bit.
Yes.
And then her studio was the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm.
She's an artist and a great artist. Did you yes. notice her paintings?
They were gorgeous.
Beautiful paintings.
Yes.
And it really, some of the stuff just needed to go in storage instead of in that room.
Right.
It wasn't stuff, it wasn't trash.
No, not at all.
But
she was just deciding what she wanted to take to her new home and what she wanted to maybe put in the estate sale.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but what happened on that is we showed it to one person and sold it for full price.
That is awesome.
Which yes. is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I told her before I presented the offer, and I said, you know, what are you going, would it be better if I, because a lot of times people just, they're disturbed. They think they're selling it for too little money if they sell it right away.
Right.
And that's rarely the case.
Yes.
Because we'd already looked at all the numbers and what had sold and what it was going to appraise for.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them from the very beginning, you're going to get top dollar out of your house.
Yes.
If you don't do a thing to it, you're going to get top dollar. You're just going to get it faster if you do a little bit of decluttering. Mm-hmm. And the declutter needs to be done anyway because
right.
you're moving and you need to decide what you're taking, what you're mm-hmm. leaving behind. And so they were extremely cooperative.
Yes.
And they had a daughter that came up here mm-hmm. and helped them, which was a lot. Just, it, man, if you have a support system and someone
that's
willing
it,
to help,
system.
Take the help.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked them, I said, now would you prefer that I list your home and we show it, you know, 3 or 4 times a week for a couple of months
mm-hmm.
and then I bring you an offer that is less than full price, or would you rather that I show it one time
wow.
and bring you a full price offer?
That's awesome.
And they said, we want you to show it one time. We don't want to go through this. And so I said, well, that's what I have for you
that's
today.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
But the thing is they were very cooperative. You juggled your schedule to get there.
Absolutely.
It took 4 hours. For you to turn that around.
Yes.
That was the biggest bargain they've ever had. And you're going back to help them.
Oh, yeah. Next week, I've got 2 dates or 3 dates already secure to help them continue in the process now that they know their house is sold for full price.
And you're going to make decisions, help them make decisions as to what to take and what to leave behind.
Right.
And it's kind of like you're preparing the space and laying the stuff out.
Yes.
And then helping them with the decision process. You ask them what they want to take.
Right, sure. I lay things out for them, and then they just come in every, you know, 20, 30 minutes or so, and I say, okay, here's all of these books. What's going, what's not going.
And that takes us to the front door of our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing for a small repair to a complete replacement. You can give them a call at 728-3700. That's 728-3700. And Becky, our word of the day?
Zone. What is a zone, and what does it have to do with clutter, decluttering, and organizing? Well, a zone is an area that has a particular purpose. Now, how does that apply to what we're talking about today, Shelley?
Well, one good example is your garage. Your garage is a zone created for you to be able to put your cars, your vehicle in, so that it can be away from especially Oklahoma weather. But how many of us actually have our cars in the garage? I know Becky does, and she's done a fantastic job of that. But that is usually a struggle. And if you have your kitchen zone, you have your study zone, and it's important to not mix things from other areas, but keep that zone, everything that goes in the garage in the garage, and everything that's, you know, in the bathroom stays in the bathroom. So that's kind of making each room its own zone.
Well, and I know you told me one time, like, you went into a house. Hopefully this was not my house, but it could have been.
No.
And there were some tools under the kitchen table.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're going, well, that's not the tool zone.
Oh, I've seen bag of potatoes in the bathroom under the cabinet. I mean, I've seen it all, you know. So it's just people don't know where to put stuff. Things are overflowing, and they just stick things different places. And what that does is it causes you stress. And so we like to come in and help you learn how to de-stress, declutter, and have zones in your home.
I want to throw a yellow penalty flag on having food in the bathroom.
That's just weird,
like,
isn't
that,
it?
Yeah. Like, yeah. There's a lot of stuff I can
deal with, but not that.
No. Now, a lot of modern homes have open concept where
right.
there's not, I mean, you have kitchen, living room, dining all combined. How do you zone that out when it's all one large gathering area?
If you have decided that you love an open concept of a home, which I think is great, what you've really chosen is to have a minimalistic approach to living. And it means that you have boundaries of not being able to hide, if you would, your clutter. So everything that you have out that is visible has to have a purpose, a use, or be something that really speaks to you. Like if it's a picture or a drawing or just even some type of kitchen tool that is out on display, it needs to have a purpose. So again, if you've chosen an open concept, you've chosen to pretty much live more minimalistic in your life.
When storage is for storage.
Yeah, that's right.
The corner of the living room is not for stacking magazines or newspapers. And in my case, the kitchen counter corner, everyone has their nest on the kitchen counter corner where you open your mail and you put stuff that you need to take care of pretty quickly right there.
Right.
But then it just stays there until it becomes so old that when you clean it out, you end up just throwing almost everything away.
I think some of the penalties, if you will, tag it on to what Mark said, is the phrases of, I'll get to it later. I just want to take a break. I'll get to that later. So when you get ready to receive your mail, then you also need to be ready to discard mail that you're not going to want or need. And that will save you in the end from lots of papers being stacked up that you, in a sense, go through again later. And then magazines. Once you've read it, toss it. You know, write down or tear out the pages that mean something to you that you want to read later, and then toss it so that you don't have 20 magazines.
Shelley.
What?
I take my – and Mark knows because he's flown places with me.
Yeah.
But I take my professional periodicals.
Yes.
On an airplane.
Nice. That's a great
– And go through them then.
Yeah.
And then if it's something that I think I want to consider later, or even if I'm not sure, I tear the pages out after I read it so that I can keep only the pages.
Nice.
Haven't been able to travel for a year.
Uh-oh. You've got
so
to build
I
up.
I have got a stack of those magazines. And
right.
I probably should. I keep thinking, I'll sit down and I'll go through those.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trained to go on do those on an airplane.
Well, I don't think you sit down a whole lot.
Oh, no. She's
like
a
you
mover
are
and
a go-go person.
I do not sit down
yes.
much.
Mover so, yeah. So the requirement of you having to be on a plane
yeah,
gets you that.
And in a seatbelt. Yeah, that's the only time she could do that.
Well, I will tell you, and I don't stay in my seatbelt. I usually get up and walk down the aisle a little bit because I am not a sit-still person. The name of my company is Movers.
That's right.
So there you go.
Well, we have some great tips you want to hold on for and our smoking hot deal right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Boy, it's been a great just discussion today.
A very good discussion.
I feel like I've got my task list for the day. So, Shelley, we only have a few minutes left here. So what is critical for us to know here?
Okay. Well, one of the first things I think is when you hire expert organizer, either myself or someone else, let them help you. You're going to be the decision maker. You are always in the driver's seat. And one of the things that I pride myself on is I'm very patient and I'm very thoughtful and compassionate towards my clients as they're going through things. I think about their age. I think about what they do for a living and the stress that maybe they have in their house. You know, a lot of times we have people who are raising their grandchildren, and that can be, you know, tough situation. So we meet with you, go over what areas do you want to see changed and transformed, and then we focus on those areas. And if we need to take it slow, we take it slow. If they're ready to kind of blaze through it and have it done at a faster pace, we can do that as well.
And it's not just you. You've got a team.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just you go in the first day and get an idea, mm-hmm. but then your team can come in and you clean as you go.
Yes, we do. We do a deep clean as we go, and we have assistants who help in that process of taking things out of the home that need to be donated. Some items we're able to sell for you. And that usually people like that because it kind of helps pay for any of the services that we provide as well.
Now, how about people who use the big box stores to buy in bulk?
Well, you know, the thought is I'm going to save a lot of money. So let me get the 24-pack of macaroni and cheese and the 24-pack of toilet paper and the three bottles of ketchup that I will probably use over the next 3 to 4 years. And what happens is if you don't have space for those items, then you're better off not going that route and buying what you need when you need it so that your garage, your pantries are not overflowing and making you more stressed.
Well, and sometimes the groceries tend to expire before you get a chance to
Absolutely.
Use them.
Absolutely. I see that happen.
Boy, I've had a hard time with this one because my older kids went off to college and left the home, and now it's like I don't need as much bulk
right.
stuff, and that's a hard adjustment.
But you're
to make.
Used to doing it.
I am.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I have that as well. Shelley, to contact you for people who want to declutter or to organize, because you're a professional organizer.
Absolutely.
Give us a phone number.
Sure. My number is 405-779-0469.
And where can they find that, Mark?
They can find it at BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's Favorites. Go take a look at Clutter Free's website, because we've talked a lot about the organization, but you also have to do like creativity space and a lot of things that will help organize your life or your business. And so thank you, Shelley, for being with us.
Next week, we're going to be talking to Tim Fain about cleaning stains and getting, what do you do with those delicate, expensive rugs? So tune in next week at 8 o'clock right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
News Radio 1000, KTOK.